from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In moments, we're going to be joined by Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. B-Mitch, very magnanimous.
What's that?
Magnanimous, I believe, is a word to start with. Very magnanimous of you. Are you setting your fan up to blow on Dan Quinn?
Yeah, not stupid.
You know what? I better do the same.
You got yours blowing.
We'll
somewhere
tabletop
else.
Him. You go high, I'll go low. There we go.
DQ, make sure we keep him cool.
Nice and cool in this here tent. There he is, the man of the hour.
What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
How are you, Dan?
Good.
We're
good.
You got fans from every angle, dude.
You got to keep you cool, man.
Yeah, you're from Louisiana. You're used to the heat.
Hey, I was used to the heat. I've been going from Louisiana for 34 years
right
now.
Right on. joining us now, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, live in the tent. We were talking about this earlier. I think almost every day of camp, you've gone long sleeves, long pants. Is that a sun thing or just what you're used to?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. So, yeah, my fair Irish skin doesn't always do so good. So it's had a couple of holes taken out. So I am definitely more mindful. But, no, it's all good, man.
Cool. Camp is over. I believe, like, even kind of the ancillary stuff built out for media and press conferences and stuff, all this is coming down. Like, the season's here.
Yeah.
How ready are you for the season?
Yeah, we're ready, man. And the guys have thrown a good camp, you know, all the way through. We said it was going to be a tough camp, and it was, to make sure we brought the rookies in early. We had about 5 days early with them to kind of make sure they had, you know, like level playing field. And there's one advantage in your first year that the rookies aren't that far behind from a learning standpoint to the veterans. You know, they haven't been in a system for, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. So, you know, they were ready to compete almost to the same space in terms of the learning. Like the physical side, and that was different, but from the learn few days, so those were like two of the big markers that we were hoping to get out of camp.
You've been involved with this thing a long time, and all camps are different.
Yeah.
You know, how was this one, like, I would say, going how you wanted to go compared to some others?
Yeah, that's cool. It is different, and my first one here to go through it, and so wanted to make sure, because of the run game, wanted to get as many padded work as we could. So in a lot of those practices, we did a bunch of, like, you know, runs and play passes to go. And then the one thing I was pleased about, we did some type of situations in every practice. So there was not a day that we didn't do 2-minute or 4-minute or last plays or something that was going to help us at the end of the game. So going into it, those were the things that were like some big markers for me, the line of scrimmage on both sides and some situation ball.
As you kind of keep going here, you don't want to make too much out of a veteran getting added after roster cuts, but Noah Brown comes to Washington with, you know, 1,100 yards over the last two seasons. He's a player that has really produced when he's been healthy. What made you guys want to target Noah, and what are your expectations for him?
Yeah, one, we're pumped to have him here. This is a real competitor. That's how he's built, man, and, like, he absolutely goes for it. He's very well-respected, both offensively and on the team side of things. So to add another guy of that caliber, and we'll feature him in all the right ways to let him do his thing. But yeah, we're pumped to have him here, man. You need those kind of glue guys on your team that are about it.
You talked about competition since you first stepped into this building.
Yep.
And I think competition is going to bring out the best of people. As you look forward to this season, what's that I would say the trying to think of this word, the mindset of the type of team you want to have out there?
Yeah, I think when you and the fans watch us play, they're going to say, man, like, These guys are absolutely bringing it. You know, you feel their speed, you feel their physicality, like when we watch us play. And so those are the things that if we can get the play style right first, Brian, then the scheme can come into. But you can't put one before the other.
You know,
you have to have the play style and the attitude to play tough and to play physical. That doesn't get tacked on. Used to see, you know, in terms of what that's going to take for this guy, for these guys.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Coleman, rookie left tackle, ideally of the future,
yep,
shared some good news with us yesterday. He expects to be full go at practice today. How excited are you to maybe get to see perhaps your starting offensive line for the first time, maybe all camp?
Yeah, it's been cool to have. Like, he's been kind of chomping at the bit to get going, but we did him a little bit last week, worked him into practice, worked him in individual. So for him to get team reps yesterday and today, that's a big deal. Like, he has absolutely, you know, worked his butt off to put himself in a spot to go compete to do that. So now we get to, you know, this week and into next week and, you know, let him do his thing.
When you have a young guy like that that is really, really anxious and eager to go, even though you're working him back from an injury, how difficult or delicate do you have to be in wanting that passion, that fire, but like, nah, man, you got to chill?
Yeah, a lot. Because that's what you would rather have. And Brian, this is way better to say slow down than hurry up.
Yeah.
And
what's your
Coach
quote?
Coach Thompson say, rather calm a fool than resurrect the corpse.
You got that right. He was right. But you know, that's the attitude that you want. And there's a number of guys in Brandon's class that are really pushing it. But that's our job, to make sure when to pull back, when to let them go and do their thing. But he's really put in the work. He's very intentional about how he practices, about the things that he does. So some of these guys who've had more experience, they've been in some more college games, they're really coming into the NFL with more experience. And, you know, we're looking forward to leaning on that experience.
Manager Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're talking to Coach Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders. Coach, you brought some guys in here like Wagner and Eckler and all those guys. You want to build a certain culture.
Yep.
But then you drafted a guy in the first round and a guy in the second round, and Jaden and also Mikey Samuels still, two young guys that I would think are not normal.
Yeah,
they think a lot differently. And when you see that and you understand, okay, I got these guys attention, but you look at what the future could be having these guys lead the way, how impressed were you by them and happy that you chose those two guys?
Yeah, we really are. And so, like, talking to Samuels still first, to Mikey, he's ready to lead. And that's pretty
rare,
alpha, Brian,
man.
Yeah. In ways. But, like, other players are now looking to him, like, what do you want to do? You know, so, like,
I saw that early.
Yeah, I did too. And I had heard it. But, you, like, as a coach, you still need to feel it. But he has got absolutely the whole thing together as a ball player and as a man. And so when you put those two things together and people are ready to do that, he's got respect early from his teammates. And he's ready to lead. And we'll push him into that spot to go. Jaden was somebody I said, man, you don't have to lead. Just, you know, play your position great and, you know, be an excellent teammate. But he in his own right has led.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want him to have to come in and be somewhat different. I wanted that to happen organically in his own way. But to see the connections already happen with the veteran players and him. Mm. And he's got a hell of a mentor, you know, with Mariota there too.
Yes.
And they've got a pretty cool relationship.
So I doubt you're aware of this, but I actually – complimented you on this, and I really, it made a lot of sense to me when you explained we don't want anybody to have to be in a role where they have to BS. And one of the reasons behind, not necessarily when you draft a kid number two overall and he just won the Heisman, he's probably going to start. Everybody could see the writing on the wall, but you didn't want to immediately thrust him into that because you didn't want him to have to pretend to be some rah-rah guy that he felt pressure towards or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And was that a strategic decision, or was that a gut reaction? Did you just think, let's slow play this thing? Because I really think that made a lot of sense. And for me, it's in hindsight, seeing how this all worked out. Like, oh, man, that probably took some pressure off of Jaden of having to, like, pretend to Terry, who's an established NFL vet. Like, all right, man, I'm the guy. Let's go.
Yeah, it was intentional. And we knew this day would come, you know, with Jaden, and we were excited to see the how. And the how has been remarkable for him. But he earned that respect because coming in, being in command, making the right checks, making the right calls. Like, and Brian will tell you, any veteran, they're watching, man. Can this guy help us win?
Yeah.
Can this guy help us? And so when they see Jaden being in charge, and they see Mike being in charge, and they see McCaffrey, when they see Coleman, like, just absolutely going for it, okay, will I see that again tomorrow? Will I see that again tomorrow?
Yeah.
And pretty soon, that's just who they are. And as a teammate, that's what you're looking for. And so these guys, it shouldn't be given to them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coach, I've always had the mindset where I tell people it's easy to get drafted. It's hard to stay.
Yeah, that's right.
When Jaden was being asked questions every week about starting, he said, well, once I become a starter, I'm not going to stop working.
Yes.
Has that been your message to the guys to where this competition doesn't stop because we had the initial 53, as you
that's
said?
That's correct. And I think it is important to say that because the roster is fluid, you know, as this weekend and into next week and even after the first week, just some changes happen. There's different rules and guidelines that the NFL has put in that you'll want to make sure maneuver it to the very best of your ability to go compete to put a good crew together. But that's what we're looking for, man, like guys who don't stop competing. Mm-hmm. And you kind of saw first day, how's somebody going to be early on, a rookie camp, and did it stay consistent? And for the players that stay in that pocket of just competing and going for it, that there's usually good things behind that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Samerstil yesterday, we were talking about changing his number, and he said something that he spoke to Daryl Green, and that Daryl Green told him to treat every day like it's your first day. And I think, and Brian, maybe you could even speak to this more than me, certainly, but it seems like you have really tried to embrace the history of this organization and the once greatness of this organization. Was that something that you came to D.C. and you're like, hey, you know, I was at Salisbury. Like, I grew up watching NFC East games. I know what this thing can be. Or was that a larger organizational decision? How did you arrive at trying to get the alumni, the greats, more involved?
Yeah, I think two things. One, to know where you want to go, you better know where you've been, you know, to say what has worked, why was the team, you know, so successful in their own right. And coming here, there was a lot of people that said, well, that's tricky to connect the past and the present, and I didn't see that way at all. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought just the opposite, like to see some of the players like Brian or Sean Taylor or Daryl or any of the guys be celebrated like they should, you know, and so to be a part of that and get to be, like, they're deserving of that. And so, to me, that's a really cool thing to be a part of. And I leaned in the other way to say, like, no, man, there is an excellent history here between the team, the city, and, like, I want all in on it.
And I can tell you, the guys respect it. You know, I've heard guys, they were so happy. Doug mentioned that you had one of the guys to come in and talk to you. And I think it makes a difference because, like, when I played, I always – my mindset was, it's my team just like it's the coach's team.
Yep.
And I feel the same way about this team. This team made me into a man, gave me my life. And I think ultimately you want to see it get back there. So anything I'm sure any one of us can do, we're willing to help you.
Well, we appreciate that, man, because it does take a whole, you know, crew of people and knowing the history and knowing the people that made this what it can be. Like, we want more. And so, like, we're not going to back off anything.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn joining us now live on B. Mitchell Finley. I want to do some non-football stuff.
Got it.
You've been here about 6 months now? Seven?
Yeah,
maybe?
I don't know. You got to count it. Yeah, February.
February.
It's a blur. It's all a blur.
Right. I've been here.
Yeah. Right. What do you love about the DMV and what maybe drives you nuts?
What do I love about the DMV? I would say I love how important football is here. And so to, you know, work at an organization where the team's really important, like, that's what you want as a coach, man. Like, to make sure, like, you're at a place that matters. Yeah. And this team matters, and it's a big deal. And so, like, knowing that you get to be a part of that to recapture what we need to recapture and recalibrate it, like, that's a really cool thing. So I'd say that's front and center for me.
I would think it would be the traffic, but he's in his building most of the day.
Yeah. It's
you might be getting up early enough to avoid it.
Yeah. There's traffic. yeah, that part I'm good. Yeah.
Have you found any restaurants you really like?
Yeah, there's I don't go out a lot. Obviously, we've got good meals here. but I haven't been out as much. I would say that might be a good thing for me for next off season. Like, this off season, honestly, I didn't. And
what's your typical day,
dude? Like, I got to go to a Georgetown basketball game. I thought that was really cool.
I saw the photos. That was cool.
You know, so I love basketball. And so, you know, like, in the spring and in the winter, I certainly look forward to, you know, being a part of some of those this year.
Did you get to go to a Wiz game yet?
Not yet.
I know, so a guy.
I haven't been to the
Wiz.
Need some tickets. Yeah, I know. No, I got guy. A couple guys.
He's the coach of the team.
Yeah. Just, yes. Been to one Nats game, and so that was cool, and I spent some time there and enjoyed that. But there's a lot to learn from other coaches, and, like, I've always enjoyed that from, you know, my friends who, you know, coach in other sports. And those are, you know, like, things that I enjoy doing. When we were down in Miami, I had a chance to visit with the Heat staff while we were there.
Oh, cool.
We were there for 4 days. So,
very cool.
To see Spo and Chris Quinn and those guys, and just talk team building, talk, you know, the habits that we need to play well. And we obviously talked a lot about the Olympics, but I'm looking forward to getting to know, you know, the coaches here in the area.
It's funny, and this predates you, but Brian and I were down in Miami. This was 2019 when Jay had just gotten fired, the Callahan win that almost was a loss. Fitz comes in the second half. I don't know if you remember that game. But that Saturday night, Brian and I were at a hotel, and we ended up having a couple drinks, smoking a cigar with Alonzo Mourning.
Right on.
Who was on the Heat staff, and his biggest thing was, it's about developing players.
Yes.
Mm. And listening to you and Adam yesterday, it seems like you guys are there too, even for you, development from week one to week 17.
100%. We just had a meeting on that today where we reset it again to say, what's the one or two things that you're now working on? So we set some time before practice and after practice. And quite honestly, like, the NBA's done a good job in developing. They have a good plan, and I would say over the years, probably better than we have in the NFL. So that's why I dug in hard on my friends in the NBA to say, what does that look like? And how did that happen before practice and after practice? And making sure we don't have a G League. And so how are we going to find space for these guys to improve and go? Because it's not just for the rookie or the first-year player. Like, you can keep working your skills to get it sharper and sharper and sharper as it's going.
As I tell people, Michael Jordan is the best in basketball. But in his last year, he was trying to improve.
Yes.
And I think every player needs to understand, you don't just improve as a rookie.
No.
You never stop improving, because somebody's coming along that may be better than you, and you got to make sure you keep that little lever, that space in between.
And that's the cool part, because, like, all of them are a little different. And so knowing some of your teammates, if I was Brian's teammate and he was wanting me to watch one certain thing, I would watch his back and have that. And those are things that you just need extra time at, man. And so it matters. But it doesn't have to be an hour, but it has to be intentional practice time on this skill. And if you keep working that, you'd be surprised, man. Like, all right, I did, you know, 30 minutes this week, and at 30, and then, you know, halfway through the season, I put, you know, 5 or 6 hours in on this one skill. Like, I'm ready to do this.
That's it.
It's funny, you and I were watching the DB drills with your boy Simmons, working the DBs on identifying the ball coming in, and Brian and I were both like, I've never seen that drill.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched a lot of practice, and it was
flash. The flash.
Yeah. It was
backs
cool.
To the ball, and then so when it comes, how can I go? And the receiver's throwing late hands to go get the catch and playing through them. So, like, those are the smallest of details, but they really matter, and you have to be intentional about how you do the practice and what you're looking for. I imagine you've caught a million punts in your day, and all kinds of wind and all kinds of weather, and how to track it, see the tip of the ball, how do I go get set where my feet aren't moving. And so that takes work, you know, and you got to put it in day after day. And if you keep working at it, then, you know, you can kind of build your whole game around that.
Yeah.
Like, there's one thing I can do better than most anybody. Now I keep building around that. And before you know it, man, you got a couple of things that, like, makes you hard to leave the building.
Yeah.
There you go.
The more you can do.
Yep.
Dan, thank you for the
appreciate
time.
Appreciate you, coach.
Yeah, I know,
awesome,
you got,
man,
a football team to go coach. How about this? March or April, I'll take you to a Terps basketball game.
I'm definitely down
right
for that.
I like that. DQ, thank you so much for the time, man.
Appreciate
really appreciate
you.
It.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Get
you.
After it.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn right there. Appreciate his time. We'll be right back on B. Mitchell Finley.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.